Hey everybody, Josh Singer from World Alternative Media here. And is Tyson Foods getting migrants to make bug food for people? I mean, it appears to be exactly what is happening with one of the biggest meat producers in the entire world. Tyson Foods wants to hire 42,000 migrants if we can find them. Then here comes Haiti. It just seems so well organized, everything that's going on. Remember, Tyson just recently purchased Protix, which is investing in insect protein. The whole idea is to make bug food. People say, oh, it's only for animals, it's for pet food. But we very well know that that's not the case. We've seen everything else from the World Economic Forum come to fruition over the last while. And now this seems to be coming to fruition as well with migration, the bug meat stuff, the push for people to stop eating meat, the climate lockdowns, 15-minute cities, CBDCs, carbon credits, etc. So it seems obvious. Poultry producer says Tyson Foods partners with Protix to pioneer insect ingredients in the global food system. And it just happens at the same time that mystery meat allergy passed by ticks may affect hundreds of thousands in US CDC estimates. Oh, so that is just perfect. Anyway, we're going to get into this latest story regarding the migrants potentially making bug meat for people to be enslaved by and get sick with. Before we get into that, I want to urge people to check those links below. We have options here to help save you from all this. We have Wild Pastures link below where you can get 100% grass-fed and pasture-raised meats. Again, 20% off for life plus $15 off your first box. 100% grass-fed and finished beef, pasture-raised pork, pasture-raised chicken, and wild-caught seafood. No GMOs, no mRNA, which is a huge thing that's affecting the meat supply right now. And of course, no pesticides, chemicals, or any other thing. Again, these are all non-GMO farms, and I urge people to check it out. It's in 48 US states, delivered to your door. You get to customize however whatever you want. It's all temperature controlled, and you're helping save the farmers while saving yourself at the same time from the attack on farms. Generally speaking, they are just trying to poison you and attack farmers so that you end up eating rations later from Bill Gates' mRNA food lines and bug lines. So again, please check that link for Wild Pastures linked in the description, and also make sure to check out heavensharvest.com for long-term storable food that's non-GMO. There's organic kits, heirloom seeds, water filtration and storage, books on how to get started. Use code WAM, WAM, and you get 5% off on your order. Plus, you get free shipping to the USA. I urge people to get on this. This is how they enslave people, is by you not being prepared. This is the best way to give a big middle finger to the Great Reset. So I urge people to go and check that link in the description. Again, that's code WAM, WAM. This is like a no-brainer, my friends. And you don't have to pay all at once. You could pay over time with that deal. So I urge people to get on that today. So anyway, let's get into this. So Tyson Foods wants to hire 42,000 migrants if we could find them. Then here comes Haiti, says Natural News as it continues here. It says chicken giant Tyson Foods is back in the news for all the wrong reasons after Garrett Dolan, associate director of Tyson's Human Resources Department, stated that the company's desire is to employ 42,000 migrants if we can find them. Dolan told Bloomberg that Tyson is joining the nonprofit group Tent Partnership for Refugees, which was founded by Chobani yogurt magnate Hamdi Ulukaya. The group's efforts involved hiring some of the 181,400 migrants that have come through New York City's intake system over the past 2 years to work at food companies throughout the United States. Tent Partnership for Refugees is currently led by an Obama-era White House staffer named Gideon Maltz, by the way. After the news of Dolan's statements went viral, Tyson Foods tried to play cleanup by issuing a statement that the company is strongly opposed to illegal immigration, adding that it supposedly led the way in participating in the two major government programs to help employers combat unlawful employments, E-Verify, and the mutual agreement between government and employers, IMAGE program image. But again, this is just, we know there's more to this. It says, did you know that Tyson Foods is shifting away from providing meat to customers and is instead going into the bug insect business in accordance with the desires of Klaus Schwab? Yes, don't fall for anything they say. Oh, we're against illegal immigration. I have nothing against them hiring migrants. It's, generally speaking, the jobs that a lot of people in the United States refuse to get, honestly, there's a big problem, especially in a lot of rural communities, which is by design by the government to plant drugs in those communities, cause problems, and of course, you know, cause people to get onto welfare, not want to work, all that kind of stuff, which has been a target at the both white and black communities in the United States by the CIA for many years. Alternative is that they bring in migrants. They're destroying culture and destroying the West in favor of the East. It's nothing against the migrants necessarily, though there's a lot of bad ones, but there's a lot of bad people everywhere. It's the issue that it's a manufactured crisis in order to destroy culture and force us into a new system of governance, which is, of course, dependence. And of course, one of the ways to do that is to weaken the original initial culture of that place. You see my recent video on free speech in Scotland, where they're cracking down and trying to throw people in jail for saying things against the government narrative. This is like they call everything hate speech in a country that's like 96% like white. It's crazy. They are literally just starting a fire and then letting people throw the kerosene in it themselves. I mean, a big part of the psyop around immigration is that, like Trump said, he wants to stop illegal immigration, but then wants to bring in biometrics. That's a big part of the World Economic Forum's goal. People are falling for it on both sides. People don't realize how close we are right now to a completely technocratic world order based on the system of technocratic and tyrannical government that stems from not just the left, but the right as well. It's both sides are doing this. It's both, you know, narratives. There's the mainstream narrative. There's an opposing narrative, the controlled opposition. And then you have also the mainstream alternative media push, as David Icke calls it, pushing a new narrative network where people are still misdirected. It's a limited hangout. Tell part of the truth, but not the entirety of the truth, in order to stop the entirety of the truth from being found. It's a misdirection, my friends. So that is a big part of what I think is going on here. So again, they're using the migrant issue is a big one, but they go over and bomb countries or drive or throw guns by the hands of the CIA into the narco hands or blow up countries in the Middle East. I'm in the Middle East right now. And they cause all these problems. I've talked recently with a guy from Iraq here who was a negotiator between ISIS and the U.S. As a translator for the U.S., as a helper, as a Kurdish person. And, you know, he's telling me exactly what I already know. They're running guns and everything by the CIA's hand to, you know, ISIS and all these other entities. So then they create a problem, and then they get a reaction, and the solution is more tyranny. They then end up bringing in migrants from these places, putting them on the ground in your hometown. And then it causes disruption between people. People clash, and then you get order out of chaos. It is the classic story, my friends, and that is exactly what is happening right now. So it needs to be understood. This isn't just left or right, illegal versus legal immigration, you know, this race or that race. It is a control collapse, and it's collapsing their civilization too. So it's not just us, it's everyone. It's a targeted attack and a targeted assault on humanity itself worldwide. Anyway, so I want to continue with what's left of the article here. There's not much left, but it says Tyson already employs 42,000 migrants. The interesting thing about Dolan's statement is that Tyson already employs 42,000 migrants and apparently wants 42,000 more to add to its 120,000 strong labor force. America Legal First issued a statement about Dolan's discriminatory statement, warning that it is illegal under federal law to discriminate against American citizens based on their citizenship in favor of non-citizens of any kind when it comes to employment. Yes, it's a regular DEI stuff, which is absolute suicide. In addition to seeking out illegals to hire as opposed to American citizens, Tyson Foods also invests cash into providing legal aid services for them. Provides paid time off for any court appearance they might have, and provides childcare and transportation as well as English classes for free. And I quote, "They're very, very loyal," Dolan said, praising the illegals who work for Tyson. "They've been uprooted, and they what they want is stability. What they want is a sense of belonging." In a partnership with Chobani, Tyson met up at offices in Manhattan recently to hire 17 illegals from Venezuela, Mexico, and Colombia to work at his plant in Humboldt, Tennessee. The firings went so well that Tyson went back to New York City to hire another 70 more. As you can see from all this, the illegal alien invasion is helpful for large multinational corporations that can purchase cheap labor while padding their own pockets. It is bad for American citizens, though, which are watching prices for everything go up while their neighborhoods get taken over by foreigners and they struggle to find jobs. Keep in mind that many of these illegals might never get accepted for asylum. Some will, but the rest will be backlogged in the courts for their immigration hearings, which oftentimes takes years to conclude. In the meantime, though, the illegals are allowed to work in the U.S. as if they have already received asylum. And I quote, Tyson is constantly in search of workers to fill jobs in his factories, tasks like washing meat, placing the cuts into trays, and doing a final inspection of bones, Bloomberg says, about why these companies love hiring illegals. And I quote, Dolan says the company expects about 40% of the 100% or 100,000 people, rather, in these roles will leave each year. A statistic, he says, is standard across the meatpacking industry to meet this need, he said. Tyson plans to hire about 52,000 people at that wage class, which starts at $16.50 an hour plus benefits in 2024 alone. So it's a massive move. And again, I don't agree with either side on this. Like, oh, well, look, they are utilizing illegal immigration to bring down civilization. Of course, they're also using insect meat to do the same. They're using the banking system. They're using, the housing market collapse. They're using the destruction of the supply chain and the energy grid. They're using false flag based wars. But again, and they're using the climate lockdowns and the eugenics and injections and all this kind of stuff. But again, there's more to it than just that. You destroy someone else's country and then give them the tools to come to your country and pay them money to leave a place that has been destroyed by your country. They're going to come. It's not their fault. I wouldn't blame them. I would do the same thing if I were them. The issue is more that it's a controlled attack. And then instead of focusing on the enemies that are really creating this and creating the welfare system that makes it possible and creating these limited hangout operations and these Orwellian doublethink operations where they create and the Hegelian dialectic problem, reaction, solution, repeat, where they create these problems overseas or over the border and then bring people in. Instead of hating the people that they bring in, which of course, a lot of them are not fit for the Western culture. We see that with the rapes and the murders, of course. Most aren't doing that, though. The issue is we can't blame them in its entirety. We have to blame the government that's doing it, the people that are playing us against each other in order to create this system of mass murder and technocracy and enslavement via the technocratic grid. We have to blame the real enemies. They're playing us against each other, but the war is on humanity itself. Again, look at what they're doing with the media. They have, again, left and right, and then they have independent. And all of the above, for the most part, are completely having a laugh. It's complete nonsense. They are creating false narratives around this. And also, a major part of this is like people on the conservative and libertarian side, and I consider myself more of a libertarian voluntarist, people on mostly my side, will say things like, well, we need to close the border, put up a big wall, stop all that. But that also involves taking more private property than ever before in history with eminent domain and taking people's farmlands and everything in order to put up these walls. There's a huge invasion at the border right now, but those walls aren't going to stop people because most people get into the U.S. by flying, not by jumping over the border. It is a psyop. It's a total psyop. And people are falling for it. And then people on the left say we need to let everyone in. And it's like, well, okay, but can you explain to people why this is happening and why you feel it's so necessary to drain their country of working men and bring them into this other country? Can you explain why this would even be happening in the first place? Well, the humanitarian crisis is created by the U.S. in the first place and the Canadian government and Israel and all these other countries. Why don't we just stop giving weapons to narcos in Mexico? Why don't we just stop arming and funding terrorists in the Middle East? Why don't we just stop then creating a drug war in the U.S. and other places around the world so then they can funnel their drugs into it? Why can't the CIA stop bringing fentanyl from Wuhan and putting it in the hands of narcos to then bring across the border, which then affects like everyday people in the United States and kills them in mass? People do a bit of cocaine and they end up dying because there's fentanyl in it, which, by the way, it basically almost never happens in Mexico. There's some news reports, but it's nonsense. It's not really a thing in Mexico. So again, if it's not happening in Mexico, it means they're flying it in around the border, around Juarez and around, places like, anywhere basically in Sonora, in Chihuahua and places like that. And then they bring it up over the border and then they blame Mexico and immigration and all that. Yeah, if you go to the UK and you see some of the so-called cultural enrichers beating women half to death and just acting like animals, absolutely we need to be calling that out. But those are individual people that come from a much bigger problem, which is the destruction, desensitization of other countries by governments worldwide in order to create a perpetual, circle of chaos and then order and chaos and then order. And then you won't even notice when you give away 10 freedoms and you get six back that you still have lost four and they're about to take another 10 away and then you're going to get six back again. That is how this works. So, yeah, we have Tyson Foods getting migrants to make bug food, most likely, to then feed the population with parasitic meat from bugs that then lead to us being more weak. While they try to attack meat and ban meat and the meat that's out there, they're putting mRNA in it. And then at the same time, they're trying to, of course, get rid of all these organic farms across the board. There's fires everywhere, factory fires, there's farm fires in mass, cows getting killed everywhere, chickens getting killed everywhere. And it's all part of another part of the same agenda. It's all part of the same puzzle as everything I said previously, and the transhuman agenda and all that kind of stuff, and the immigration issue. So all these things play into the same agenda as the vaccines, the injections, the eugenics operations that they push forward, the wars, all this stuff. It's all part of the same agenda, the CBDCs, carbon credits, social credits. And then they give you rations of food later on that are made of bugs and mRNA meat, if there is any meat, because of course a lot of these bugs are leading to meat allergies across the board. And with that, because your money's in the bank and because you're dependent on the grocery store and you never prepared yourself in other ways and you never stood up for yourself in the first place, then you end up getting food rations later and you have no choice but to eat that or you die or you move to the woods in the middle of nowhere where you'll be tracked down because you're going against carbon policies, which is that you cannot burn fires, you cannot do this thing or that thing, get your own meat, etc., be independent, which is a basis of humanity in the first place. This is the agenda, my friends. And that's why, over the years, I've said it a million times, but we have so many solutions out there, and people don't ever want to do these solutions. They just want to like wait for some politician to save them from them from themselves, from the problems that politicians created in the first place. And again, if your money's in the bank, it's not yours as a bank. If your money's always going through the banks via digital transactions and legal tender laws, it's never your money. It's always a bank's. And essentially, you are enslaved to the banking system and the government, however they see fit in manipulating you with that money. If you are dependent on grocery stores, they can shut you down overnight. We saw that in 2020 as a trial run. We've seen similar things in 2022 as a trial run, and we will see it much worse in the future because the supply chain is on the brink of absolute disaster. That's why they're trying to get rid of the farms. So food, water, shelter, self-defense, you're not gathering things for the toughest guy on the block, gold and silver, as a, not investment advice, it's my opinion, but that and of course, that's wealth insurance, and then there's privacy coins. And we have options in the links below. Again, we have Wild Pastures, where you can get 20% off your life plus $15 of your first box, 100% grass-fed and finished beef, pasture-raised pork, pasture-raised chicken, and wild-caught seafood, all raised in the U.S., no mRNA, no GMOs, completely organic, no pesticides, no other, no a chemical of any kind. And this is very important, no antibiotics, etc. And you save money, you get it delivered to your door from local farms. It's temperature controlled. You can customize it as you see fit. You're saving the farmers and you're saving yourself. And you're saving yourself money too, overall. It's a really great program. So I definitely recommend people getting into that. That link is in the description. And of course, ways to make sure that you are prepared long term when they come after the food supply in a bigger way, which they certainly will, as they put mRNA in the food, as they put bugs in the food. Go and check out heavensharvest.com for long-term storable food that's non-GMO. There's organic kits, heirloom seeds, water filtration and storage, and books on how to get started. You could use code WAM, WAM, and you get, of course, 5% off, and you get free shipping in the USA. I definitely urge people to do this. This is one of the number one ways you can save yourself from enslavement to the Great Reset and the food rationing that they'll attach to your bank account. Again, in your 15-minute cities, which I'm doing a documentary on, by the way. And I appreciate those that help fund it in the go at the gogetfunding.com campaigns in the description. You guys are all absolutely amazing. Those of you that have been able to help, we could not honestly survive without any of you. So thank you. Thank you so much for everyone that's helped support us. I want to also throw out another solution here. FirstNationalBullion.com dash or slash rather schedule dash consult slash That make sure to use our link for this, which you can find on Rumble and BitChute and other places in the description if you're watching on places like Twitter or Rockfin. Schedule an appointment for a free consultation with Mark Gonzalez and a complimentary investor package. You get you can buy physical gold and silver. Put it in your hands, my friends. You could also get physical gold and silver, IRAs, 401ks, 403bs, checking, savings, etc. So make sure to check that link out. Put in the comments that you found them at WAM or World Alternative Media. That helps a lot as well. As far as health goes, we have rncstore.com, Richardson Nutritional Center, your source for Laetril online, made famous by G. Edward Griffin's book, World Without Cancer. Get your apricot seeds, Laetril, amygdalin, and vitamin B17 there. You could use code Josh, J-O-S-H, and you can save money on this product. I highly recommend people do this before it gets banned. It's one of the puzzle pieces that we aim to fix overall here. Of course, we have madtravnutrition.com where you could use code Josh as well. Madtrav Nutrition has coffee that's 100% organic and Peruvian. It's from Jamie Ike over at Iconic. They have Manuka honey. They have, of course, mushroom tinctures. I highly recommend people check that out and get it delivered to your door. Again, that's code Josh, J-O-S-H. And finally, make sure to check out Lion Energy for batteries, solar panels, solar chargers, generators, etc. So you don't depend on the government grid for your electricity. Very, very highly recommended. If you use our link, you save money and you get free shipping. No one ever actually gets this from us, but I still want to put that out there because it's incredibly important that you aren't dependent on government energy because it's one of the ways they're going to ration you later. And we make one sale every like 6 months on this. But with that said, I don't care. It's not about money. It's about getting you guys aware of options here so that you can save yourself in the face of everything that's going on. Again, I appreciate everyone that has supported us in any way. Again, we have gogetfunding.com, Patreon, Subscribestar. We have a Bitcoin address and we have a Cointree link with a bunch of different cryptocurrencies that you could check out if you please. Again, there's a whole bunch of privacy coins linked there at that Cointree link. You can find our Teespring store for a bunch of merchandise. And of course you can, find us on places like, of course, Telegram, Rockfin, Band.video, BitChute, Odyssey, Rumble, and Brighteon at World Alternative Media. We're on Hive, Steemit, and Vigilante.tv at Josh Sigurdsson. And we're on the Bad Guys TikTok and Instagram, World Alternative Media, Twitter, and Getter at World Alt Media, and all the major podcast platforms except for, of course, Spotify. I appreciate everyone watching. Hit that like button, share on social media, hit the notification bell, hit subscribe if you have not yet already. I'm very sick right now with a cold, so I hope you were able to bear with me as much as you could. In Istanbul here, just trying to get everything prepared for the next step in our project. So I appreciate everyone watching. Live freely, live by example always. As I've said so many times before, it couldn't be more obvious in the face of everything that we're seeing. They're pushing us into a level of dependence and we must be independent. I appreciate everyone watching. And until next time, this is Josh Sigurdsson signing out from World Alternative Media. Find the truth. Be the change.